Good morning, dear Aurovillians, newcomers, volunteers and guests, and hi to all of you who are listening to us from near and far. Today is Thursday, 11th of August, and hazy morning here in Auroville on 31 degrees Celsius. We can expect the day to turn in cloudy and rather cloudy and warm over the night. Temperatures ranging from low of 28 to high of 37 with heat index on 43 degrees Celsius. Chance on precipitation is on 25%. Winds from west at 16 km per hour with occasional gusts on 23 km per hour. Moon is in first quarter, illuminated on 54%. And tonight is the night of the summer. Astronomers expect an outburst of Perseid meteors and prediction is 200 meteors per hour seen on the peak night, which is tonight, August 11, 12. Evening of August 11 and morning August 12. And that is about a double of usual rate. Ari Shakti is hosting a performance on the 15th of August at 7 p.m. with Tamasha Theatre presenting Blank Page. And here this morning with us are Arvind and Ashika inviting us to this unusual poetical performance. Good morning, Ashika. Good morning, Arvind.
Good morning, Mariam.
Welcome again to our studio. And you're holding a poster with Blank Page is written, the title. What is that?
This is a play by this group from Bombay called Tamasha. It is directed by Sunil Shanbhag, and it is an interpretation of contemporary Indian poetry through theatre, music and movement. Mm-hmm. It's on 15th August at Adi Shakti, 7 p.m. And 15th August is Sri Aurobindo's birthday, so I suggest you go for meditation in the morning, be calm all day and come and watch this beautiful performance in the evening.
But Ashika, can you maybe, because I know you are an excellent actor, can you tell us a little bit more about that performance? It's not a classical performance, it's more interpretation of poetry, if I understand.
Yes,
right?
It's an interpretation of several very good contemporary poets. Indian poets. And I think what Sunil has done, a very interesting thing of bringing in a musician and a movement artist and try to merge all these forms together to create a visual sense for the poetry that you would read.
So the
otherwise
poetry
in
all
the book.
Of a sudden will have more dimensions, right?
Yeah,
yes.
More dimensions, yeah, that's nicely put, yeah.
Cool.
It is a celebration of the spoken word in Hindi, English, Marathi and Kashmiri.
Ouch. You understand all these languages?
But then again, because it's visual, no, we don't understand it and it doesn't really bother us because it's a visual interpretation. And I think even if you don't understand the language really, you'll understand the sense of it. And poetry, just the sound of poetry sometimes is beautiful.
It does have its
own
rhythm.
Yes, yeah. So just to listen and watch, you don't really necessarily have to understand. Sometimes you just feel and you like it.
That's true.
And it's we are featuring some very prominent Indian contemporary poets like Nisim Ezekiel, Meena Kandasamy, Taslima Nasreen, Adil Jasawala, Imtiaz Dharkar, and Namdev Dasal, the revolutionary Dalit poet.
Featuring the poetry written by
these people,
not the poets.
Yeah, that's understood. Uh-huh. But is there any red thread in all the performance? Because it can be poems and poems, but maybe it's a topic that is chosen for that performance.
Do you know?
No, these poems are normally dealing with issues like
resistance
and
resistance in the sense of national resistance and political unrest and those sort of things.
Uh-huh.
And we aren't quite sure about what it's really dealing with, but I think we should just wait and watch.
So you said the director is Sunil?
Sunil Shanbhag.
Uh-huh. He's the director.
Very well-known theatre personality.
So
yeah.
What kind of plays he usually does put on the stage?
The last one I watched that he did was a play called Stories in a Song, where he put in a lot of folk music and dance forms in the play, and he made really small stories that revolved around this a particular dance or a particular song.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very beautiful, actually, because he had a lot of musicians and singers in the play.
So he really takes holistically everything.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I think he does.
Yeah. We might see a surprise or two. But,
definitely.
Since it's also Independence Day, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yeah. And Sri Aurobindo's birthday.
So it's probably the poetry is also chosen in that time.
I'm not very sure about that, because he's actually doing a South Indian tour. He's doing a show in Chennai before he comes here on the 14th, and then he comes here and he does a show on the 15th, and then he goes to Bangalore and does a few shows there, and then back to Bombay. So it's just a tour. It just coincidentally happened.
Colliding with 15 of them.
I guess it's good for us because it's also a holiday. Yeah. So.
And the novelty about these performances are they can be performed anywhere, in all kinds of small places like galleries, libraries, cafes, street corners, anywhere.
How many people are on the stage?
I think about six or seven.
Six or seven. Seven. Yeah.
And not much prompts and stuff.
No. So that's the beauty of it. It can be performed anywhere, even in your office, actually. Even here, maybe.
In the studio.
I don't know, maybe that's pushing it.
No, but in the sound studio of Auroville Radio, maybe we can do it. Maybe.
You can squeeze them in.
Maybe.
Okay, thank you so much for stopping by and see you on Monday, right?
Yes,
thank
please.
You, William. See you.
Pleasure's us.
Bye.
Thank you.
Room Darshan on 15th of August. Tokens, you can collect them tomorrow and on Saturday at Pitanga between 9 to 12:30 and between 3 to 6 p.m. The tokens given by the ashram enables you to go for Darshan usually between noon to 4:30 p.m. with a limit of 30 person per slot. The time slot 3:30 to 4 p.m. is reserved for Aurovillian taking the bus. The bus will start from Matri Mandir at 3 p.m. following the usual route and coming back to Auroville back at 6 p.m. And there is a reminder, there are four ways to go to Sri Aurobindo's room or mother's room without a token on Darshan days. You may join the queue of devotees at 5 to 6 p.m. on the previous day, spend the night waiting on the street and enter the ashram compound for Darshan from 9 a.m. onward. You may go on the day itself, join the queue between 3 and 6 a.m. On 3, you may go in the morning of the Darshan day and get your token at the ashram, and in this case you will probably need to wait or come back later at the time indicated on the token. Or you may join the queue on the Darshan day before 5 p.m. as the queue is generally over between 5 to 6 p.m. And for Monday, 15th of August, we are invited to Town Hall on the first floor at 10:30 a.m. into the commencement of the third phase of Acres for Auroville. And they are saying that after the successful competition of Acres for Auroville Phase 2, they are launching the third and expanded phase of the Acres for Auroville campaign on the 15th of August. Honorable Secretary of Auroville Foundation, Tiro Mohan Vergeza Chunkat, will be present as a chief guest. Alan of Auroville today will represent senior Aurovillians, while Inge of Working Committee will present Youth of Auroville and the Cut the Ribbon. 15th of August will also mark the launch of the 22nd year of the Green Acres campaign for priority plots in the Greenbelt. Landing Auroville video will be screened, as well as the latest updates on the two campaigns and on the Art for Auroville land auction. All friends and well-wishers are welcome. But weekend will be in the spirit of youth, because International Youth Day will be celebrated tomorrow and on Saturday, which means Friday 12 and Saturday. Tomorrow between 4 to 6 p.m. with exhibition opening and youth link presentations and discussions. But on Saturday, the event starts at 2 p.m. and will be going on all the way until 8 p.m. with food and other stalls, art, fun, activities, presentations and performances. This year, United Nations team is the road to 2030, eradicating poverty and achieving sustainable production and consumption. But YouthLink would like to explore this theme through Auroville values by encouraging each of us to practice embodying generosity and gratitude by learning to give and learning to receive. So they're asking you to bring a gift and get a gift at Unity Pavilion, where both days will be celebrated. On Saturday, 13th of August, between 5 to 6 p.m., we are invited to meditation with the Peace Bell at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture and International Zone. At Creativity Dining Hall, tomorrow, August 12th at 7 p.m., it will be Nila Jani Potluck for the artist in Auroville. They asked to bring a dish and suggestion for needs that visual artists have in Oroville that they could be realized for themselves. Cyril will be held within Oroville Conversations on Thursdays at 3:30 p.m. at Town Hall, second floor on the left side. Today's session with Aloka on body consciousness. All are warmly welcome. And amongst announcements, Oroville Bakery team informs us that Oroville Bakery will be closed on Monday, and they're asking you to pick your Monday order on Saturday, on 13th of August. But they wish you Happy Independence Day and Shri Aurobindo's birthday. At Cinema Bharat News Auditorium, tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. they will screen Kila, the fourth made in India and Maharashtra in 2015 and directed by Avinash Arun. At Ecofilm Club on Sadhana Forest, tomorrow at 7 p.m. they will screen Rivers and Tides, Andy Goldsworthy Working with Time, directed by Thomas Riedelsmeyer. At Visitor Center Movie Show, tonight at 8 p.m. they will screen Hologram for the King, drama comedy, and directed by Tom Ticker and was made in 2016. Tomorrow we can see Zoolander, made in 2016. It's a comedy, directed by Ben Stiller. At Cinema Paradiso, tonight at 8 p.m. we can see Russian crime thriller, 12, made in Russia in 2007 by director Nikita Mikhailov. On Saturday, international drama Demolition, made in USA in 2015 by director Jean-Marc Vallée. At Children's Film on Sunday, 14 of August at 4:30 p.m., animation The Curse of the Were-Rabbit, made in UK in 2005 by director Nick Park and Steve Box. And later on in Sunday at 8 p.m. at Cine Club, adventure biography Trucks, made in Australia 2013 by director John Curran. From the words of the mother, volume 14, we read, "The true love for the divine is self-giving, free of demand, full of submission and surrender. It makes no claim, imposes no condition, strikes no bargain, indulges in no violence of jealousy or pride or anger, for these things are not in its composition." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oroville.org.